This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An intervener in the Barbados Light and Power rate hearing welcomes the FTC's ruling, but wants the interim rate increase removed. The Barbados Agricultural Society also supports the ruling, but wants more opportunities for farmers in the renewable energy sector. A Barbadian man convicted on drug-related charges in Jamaica ordered to pay thousands of dollars. In Suriname, 14 people are dead, with the death toll climbing after an illegal gold mine collapses. And the Israeli Prime Minister says progress is being made with the release of hostages that were snatched by Hamas. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Attorney at law and intervener in the Barbados Light and Power Company's rate hearing, Tricia Watson, is happy with the decision from the Fair Trading Commission not to reverse their February decision that did not grant the full electricity rate increase. Ms. Watson wants the interim rate increase removed and the Light and Power Company to refund customers the over $28 million that was overcharged.
The facts and the evidence that are now in the public domain not only show that the requested $46 million rate increase is not justified, the same facts and evidence also show that the interim rate that the FTC unlawfully approved in September of last year cannot be justified on the numbers, however you slice them.
Against all of the evidence, the FTC continues to insist that the unlawful and patently unfair interim rate will remain in place.
The FTC ought to immediately rescind the rate and order the Light and Power to refund ratepayers the approximately $28 million that we have been overcharged, and to do so with interest.
It is high time that Barbados' households and businesses are relieved of the increasingly unbearable burden of paying the unjustified interim rate increase.
Attorney at law and intervener in the Barbados Light and Power Company's rate hearing, Tricia Watson. Meantime, the Barbados Agricultural Society has welcomed the Fair Trading Commission's decision not to grant the Barbados Light and Power Company the electricity rate increase. Chief Executive Officer James Paul tells Starcom Network News, while farmers are faced with a number of other increases, this ruling will reduce the impact to the sector. However, Mr. Paul wants more opportunities given for farmers to benefit from renewable energy projects.
For all farmers, well, that would breathe a sigh of relief. From the point of view, it means that, therefore, that they will not have to pay increased bills for electricity. This in itself is something, of course, that, you know, would have been worrying, especially due to the fact that there are already cost increases of farmers and are facing in general. And this would have been an additional one. In terms of the new applications for renewable energy initiatives, that the farming sector be looked at favorably in relation to any new applications. Unfortunately, too many of the so-called renewable energy projects do not benefit agricultural enterprises directly. Farmers be given better opportunity to benefit from these renewable energy projects. The amount of space now that is there on the grid, that the farmers be given first preference.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Barbadians are pleased with the FTC's ruling.
That was fantastic. I didn't think that would happen, but that is so good. I guess we'll wait and see what Light and Power will do.
I think it's a fair decision. Light and Power made too many promises in the past, especially in terms of making improvements to their plant.
In recent months, I have seen my electricity bill go from around $260 to $380. We are expected to pay for the new upgrades and everything that Light and Power should be doing with all the money that they make. I totally and 100% agree with the decision.
Light and Power will not be pleased by this decision. I'm looking for a 1, 2, or 3 day island-wide electricity outage closer to Christmas or maybe closer to New Year's.
People in Barbados is suffering too much already. We are not able to give the Light and Power more money.
Those were the voices of Barbadians who are pleased with the FTC's ruling. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network has also voiced its support for the FTC's decision to stick to its original ruling and deny the Barbados Light and Power a full rate increase. The BCEN's Executive Director, Maureen Holder, believes that the overall impact of a rate hike on cuts on consumers and other sectors of the economy may have been considered in the decision.
BCN believes that the FTC decision is the right decision and it strikes a balance in terms of protecting the interests of consumers without unduly hindering the ability of the Barbados Light and Power to provide a reliable service to its customers. So the fact that the FTC has made this decision, to us it sends a clear message to the utility providers about the importance of operating efficiently and seeking alternative funding sources before passing on additional financial burdens to consumers.
Executive Director with the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbadians are being told to learn a skill through one of its government initiatives if they are to take advantage of some employment opportunities from a construction boom expected to be here in the coming months. This advice came from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, who was responding to concerns about unemployment at the St. Michael Speaks town hall meeting last night. A resident from the city area raised the issue.
Too much people in my neighborhood are giving concerns about unemployment. Like I said, if you get work, it would be a couple months here, a couple months there. But then when there's no work, it leaving the youngsters to deal with drugs, all kind of stuff. And they don't really want to do it, but they are forced to because ain't really no income coming.
PM Motley explained that it is important for these unemployed people to seek out training opportunities to make themselves suited for upcoming jobs in the construction field. She highlighted the Construction Gateway Project. The
Minister of Education started a program for us about 16 months, Construction Gateway. And why? Because we still have a shortage of almost every tradesman in this country. But yet we have people who say they can't find work. I want to urge you, either your children, your nephew, your grandchildren, this country is going to go through a construction boom. It is starting. We had real problems with access to labor in the rebuilding of houses, and that's one of the reasons why the price of labor in this country for house building went straight up. In other words, what I'm saying is, you can't sit down at home doing nothing and expect to get a job. People have to go and they have to get a skill.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, Senior Minister with responsibility for coordinating infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid, gave the assurance that skilled tradesmen will be needed. In Suriname, the death toll from the collapse of an illegal gold mine at Rosbel, one of South America's largest open-pit gold projects, climbed to 14 today after more bodies were recovered from the facility. Yesterday evening, the president in a televised broadcast said that 10 bodies had been pulled from the mine following the accident, which occurred at 3 p.m., and that the temporary constructed tunnel with a considerable depth had buried a number of gold miners. President Santoki said a stricter and tighter approach would be undertaken to prevent a reoccurrence of such situations within the gold mining sector. Recapping the headlines. An intervener in the Barbados Light and Power rate hearing welcomes the FTC's ruling, but wants the interim rate increase removed. The Barbados Agricultural Society also supports the ruling, but wants more opportunities for farmers in the renewable energy sector. A Barbadian man convicted on drug-related charges in Jamaica ordered to pay thousands of dollars. In Suriname, 14 people are dead with a death toll climbing after an illegal gold mine collapses. And that's the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.